Is there an ideal thermostat setting for winter comfort? We examine the ups and downs on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom27.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom27.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 27.com. Freedom27.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 8th, the 313th day of the year. Singer Bonnie Raitt celebrates a birthday. As cooler months arrive, we can't help but reflect on how indoor comfort is as much about a state of mind as it is about temperature. Consider how delighted we are to enter a building cool to 65 in the summer and find the same room too cold for comfort in the winter. And there are numerous examples of culture clash when it comes to indoor comfort. In the late 19th century, a French journalist wrote that the foreigner who visits America only suffers from the suffocating heat of the rooms. Charles Dickens complained about his Boston hotel room as so infernally hot, he could hardly bear it. Seems that expectations need to be conditioned as much as our rooms. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.